Right now it is time to take five for your commuting this morning. I'm very pleased to be joined by Sumner Mayor Betty Bryan. We're talking about, should be an interesting evening on Monday. It's going to be a public meeting talking about the future of the Sumner Senior Citizen Center. Mayor, first of all, good morning to you.
Marvin, and thank you for having me here. We are hoping we can make a difference in Sumner and keep our community center open.
Well, if you would, let's just kind of update folks where the center is right at this moment and how we kind of got to this point.
Okay, where we really noticed, we have three people from Sumner that's on the board for Sumner, the senior citizens, and that is Jess Bryan, David Green, and myself. They noticed that we was losing money at the center. So what do? You gotta come to the bottom. You can't continue to do that all the time. It just brings everything down. We talked about it, and they kind of decided maybe we needed to close it. We don't feel like that's going to be necessary. We're hoping that we can continue. Our attendance has started to coming up, and also we're getting a few things going there. We met down at with Southeastern Agency and talked with them, and they thought they wanted to try to give us a shot to do a public meeting, see if we can get the backing, get people to come out and support us. That's what it's going to take. We have to come up with donations every year, so much. We are all considered satellites. Mm-hmm. You know, Lawrenceville is our main office, but we are satellites. So the satellites have to come up with donations. We have to have fundraisers. So we got to try to get that going, keep it going. We've lost a lot of our older seniors that were really supportive. And, you know, that just happens with age and everything. So that's what we're working for. We want to have this public meeting, try to get people interested again, and get them to support us and help. And we're going to try to work hard to keep it up and going.
It's been tough. I mean, we've heard, you know, obviously the Lawrenceville Center's had issues, and, you know, we had the hospital, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, the health department, they've gotten together to raise funds. So
yeah.
It's
yeah,
tough
so,
everywhere.
I mean, it can happen in a heartbeat, just like that, to any of us. So I feel as long as we're working together and trying to get this up and going, I think we can. I've had some really good people saying that they want to see it continue.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're hoping, that people will be there on Monday night and try to support us.
Okay, that's going to be at the Sumner Attendance Center?
Yes, it will be at the school in Sumner in the cafeteria. Mm-hmm. And it's really close right there. You know, as long as we don't have anything going on outside there, people can just drive right up on and go in the would be the east door. Mm-hmm. in there. It'll be unlocked, and it's going to be at 6 o'clock on Monday evening. So please come out.
Okay, and I'm assuming that anybody can come out and they have questions, and you'll answer
yes.
best as you can.
Yeah, we will, and there'll be people there from Lawrenceville. And they'll also, we're hoping our whole board comes from Lawrenceville. They will be people there from Southeastern Illinois Agency also to answer questions.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. Obviously, you want a nice big turnout to show support. Southeastern, they're going to be the ones to decide.
Yeah, it's going to come right down to them. They have the final vote on it. You know, we were supposed to close down on February 1st. We went down and talked to them and had a discussion, and they decided they would give us a chance to do this public meeting, and hopefully we can turn things around.
Right. Now they served meals there at the center in Sumner right now.
Well, everything is made in Lawrenceville and then delivered to Sumner.
That's not going to stop, right?
Well,
even if they were to...
They will still bring the ones that get their meals delivered at home.
Okay.
But as far as serving the meals in the building, that won't. That won't be available.
Okay. Right.
If
okay.
It doesn't. Okay. You know, if we don't get the support and backing from. Yeah.
Sure. Okay. 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 So again, that's going to be Monday evening at 6 o'clock, and you know, I don't think people realize the importance of the center, not just, you know, for programs, but just as a kind of a hub for folks to come together.
Yeah, people, even the ones, you know, it had really dropped off a lot, but they started to pick up where people can come out and communicate with each other and, you know, just that little bit of time getting together. And also the people that do the deliveries, it's kind of nice because that's all volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
And they get to see someone and talk to them a little bit, you know, and the seniors do. And I think that's very important in their life. There's some of them out there that don't see anyone, that don't have family and don't have anyone to communicate much with. So I think it's important that we do these deliveries and we get people to volunteer and to help with this. Because our seniors, hey, they've been around a long time, and they are our life. They
right,
really,
sure.
They really, I mean, we don't value them enough.
No, absolutely not.
They've been very strong in our communities, and I think we need to support them.
Okay, well, and they can do that Monday night. Again, that's 6 o'clock at the Sumner Attendance Center. You'll be there. The board will be there. The Lawrenceville, some of the folks from other centers, and Southeastern Agency. I don't know. Did they give you? I mean, is there a timeline? Like after this meeting, did Southeastern say, you know, we're gonna get together and?
I mean, not yet.
Right,
We don't really have a date yet that they say that we have to.
Right.
You know, but I think if we come up with our, if we got a plan in which we plan to have a plan set where we can work on our donations and we can work on fundraisers and we can have some more support showing that we definitely want to try to keep it open.
Sure. And a good turnout, you would think, would
help tremendously. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Again, that's going to be a Monday evening, 6 o'clock at the Sumner Attendance Center, talking about the Sumner Senior Center. Anything
else
you want?
In the cafeteria.
Okay, the cafeteria.
No, just in the Sumner cafeteria. No, I just, we're kind of at the public's, you know, it's going to depend on them. So
okay.
Hopefully we can just keep things going.
Well, we certainly hope that folks will come out again. One more time, cafeteria, Sumner Attendance Center, 6 o'clock. She is the mayor of Sumner, Betty Brine. Mayor, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and please just be at our mercy. So thank you.